Hello, this is Jeff Beckins with the 302 Destiny's Ministries. We're in Genesis chapter 27, looking at Isaac and Jacob and Esau. And now Isaac has went to give his blessing to his son Jacob and took him and took the place of his brother Esau. He is faking before his daddy, claiming to be his brother, and Isaac has failed for it. He's put goat's hair on him. His mom is helping him, of course. He brought him the dish that his daddy was wanting to eat. Fooled him that way, because this is my food that I've cooked for you, claiming to be Esau. He comes near now, and his daddy feels of him and smells of him and touches him. He can't figure out that it's not the real son that he thought it was. It's not really his firstborn. And he's now going to give the blessing of the firstborn to his secondborn son. Now I want you to notice something here, too. An example. You know, we've already stated that these Old Testament characters are examples for us. Jacob has came in and he's fooled his father Isaac how? He's fooled him on the basis of feelings. Isaac has done everything but look with the eyes of faith on his son, but look at his son with his eyes. And a lot of people today say, well, I've had an experience with God. I've felt this. If you had ever felt this, you would know that I've trusted God and he's my Savior. If you'd ever had the experience that I've had, you'd know that God was real. If you'd ever had what happened to me happen to you, you would know that it's true. And how many people today are fooled into believing a lie because they have based their beliefs on feelings? We walk by faith today. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Isaac heard Jacob's voice. When he heard Jacob's voice, he saw the difference. But he chose not to listen to his voice. He asked him again. And being as his eyesight was failing, he still trusted his eyesight and his touch and his smell more than he did the sound. And this is what happens in so many cases today. People would rather believe a lie because it felt good than they would to believe the truth when it's spoken to them. How many people today have chosen to go into cults because, well, this feels good. This just seems to fit my need. This is really great. And rather than hearing the Word of God, for faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word, they choose to go by their feelings. What have you done today? Have you came to the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior on the basis of the Scriptures or on the basis of feelings? Now, I'm not saying there won't be any feelings when you get saved. But if you've come to be saved, you need to base your salvation upon the written Word of God. He had said that Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That he has been made a propitiation for our sins. He has been made a reconciliation. He has been made wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption for us. All this is in the Word of God. But are you trusting your feelings today for your salvation, or are you trusting the Word of God? That's a hard question, ain't it? Maybe it's time that you examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith or not. But now, Isaac is fooled by Jacob. Jacob comes up to him and tells him he is Esau. and he gives him the blessing of Esau. He says, the Lord give you the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. The people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Curse be everyone that curses thee and bless be everyone that blesses thee. And it came to pass as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was scarcely gone from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. Now, look at the similarity of this blessing between what God has already told Jacob. One thing I want you to notice, Jacob is going along in his own sneaky way, getting the things God had told him were going to be his. He had promised that Esau was going to serve Jacob. Jacob was going to be the greatest. That was a promise of God made early on. He also had promised Jacob that now he is going to be the blessed one. But Jacob has to get in there and do it his own way. Now it came to pass as soon as he had left the place, Esau his brother comes in from hunting, and he had made a savory meat and brought it to his father and said to his father, let my father arise and eat his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that has taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before you came and have blessed him. Yes, and he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said to his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, your brother came in with subtlety and has taken away your blessing. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob, or supplanter? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, have you not reserved the blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said to Esau, behold, I have made him your lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for your servants. All his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine will I have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew from heaven above. And by thy sword shall thou live, and shall serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have dominion, thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father had blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at an end, or at hand, and I shall slay my brother Jacob. Now Esau puts it in his heart and he says, I'm going to kill Jacob. I'm going to come over, I'm going to break the bondage by the sword, all right. I'm just going to chop his head off. Esau decides he's going to take it into his hand to fulfill the blessing, and he's going to get his blessing. He's going to do his brother in. He hates his brother now, and he envies him. And naturally, you see what a mess this family's in? And it's all from lies. You see how a sin that we allow to be cultivated in our lives can just take over and can destroy our homes and our families? This is not the only sin that's going to be predominant. We're going to see some more as we go along. Now, the words of Esau, the oldest son, were told to Rebekah. And she went and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, behold, your brother Esau is touching you, discomforting himself, purposing to kill you. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice and arise, flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran. And tarry with him a few days until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these, which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? Now, Rebecca hears what Esau has in plan for Jacob. He stole my birthright. He stole my blessings. I'm going to kill him. I've had enough. This is all I can take. Esau's now going to kill Jacob. There'll be no more supplanting going on around here, is what's in Esau's mind. But Rebecca overhears this, and she finds out what's on Esau's mind. And she speaks out, and she tells Jacob, and she hatches a new plan in her mind. She says, I tell you what, I think I'll do. I'm going to tell my husband I'm grieved of these wives that Esau has taken from the people of this land. And I'm going to have him send Jacob off to get him a wife of his own people, which will separate the two long enough for Esau to calm down. So she comes to Isaac, and she says, Isaac, I'm grieved for these two women that Esau's married, these daughters of Heth, these Hittite women. I want you to send Jacob out to marry women of our own people. And this is the plan that she has. And, of course, the plan works again. Chapter 28, verse 1. Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said to him, you shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise and go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee, to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. Now, we're going to find out. We've already said that Rebekah seems to be the one from whom Jacob has inherited this great ability to connive. Well, we're sending Jacob now away to the greatest conniver that he has ever met, Laban. Oh, dear Uncle Laban. We're going to see the next time we're together what old dear Uncle Laban does to Jacob, and some of these things that Jacob had been doing are going to come back on his head. The Bible tells us, be sure your sin shall find you out. We're going to see this fulfilled in Jacob's life. Next time we're together, this is Jeff Buckles of the Two Ways of Two Destinies Ministry saying goodbye.
Thank you, Jeff. If you will, drop us a note in the mail if you have any comments or questions at P.O. Box 689 in Ramsey. We really enjoy any opportunity to talk with you and encourage you in the things of the Lord. Or you could call us this week at 879-5695.